Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from the Sales Playbook Podcast with a quick resource for you. We know that under normal conditions, our sales emails are hardly ever opened. I mean, to the tune of about 80% of our sales emails aren't even open. And it's not me saying this, by the way. It's Constant Contact as well as MailChimp. Now, here's the problem. This year has been anything but normal. I mean, we've had a little something called a pandemic. And what that means is that the people that we're trying to get in front of in sales, and even the people that we're already in front of, are incredibly distracted and people are blowing up their inboxes. So tomorrow, December 22nd, from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be talking about what we can do about this with the emails. In fact, what I decided to do is take my email program that I have, the webinars that I've been doing, and really update them for the pandemic. And now, in the past, the email training that I've done, we really haven't gotten into the pandemic. Why? Because there wasn't a pandemic going on. But the other thing is, in the past, we only focused on getting in front of opportunities. Now, we're going to also talk about how you can get in front of more opportunities and, you know, certainly how you can use emails to accomplish that. But we're going to talk about what happens after you make the appointment as well. So we're going to talk about some things you could do right from the moment you set the appointment, some things that you can do after the appointment, because I really believe that time between meetings is a very dangerous time for us in sales, because especially now with people being so distracted, I think there's an opportunity for them to second guess this decision to at least proceed through the process of considering you. I think that you are certainly vulnerable to competitors whispering in your prospect's ear, certainly other stakeholders on their team whispering in their ear. But we're also going to talk about emails that you can use in kind of a trial close type of thing, just to kind of test the waters a little bit. And then I decided to tackle everyone's favorite topic, and I'm really trying not to be too sarcastic about this, but we're going to talk about what to do when you've been ghosted, because that's another thing we're seeing right now. Longer sales cycles for sure, but a lot of people just going MIA and disappearing and ghosting the sales rep. Now, of course, I'm going to be sharing lots of other things too. For example, we have 20 email templates that I've designed just for the pandemic and all the different phases of the sales cycle. We're going to talk about subject lines, and I'm going to be sharing a PDF with subject lines that get someone's attention. But also, one of the things we have to do during the pandemic is we have to be mindful of the call to action that we're using. We have to go a little softer and a little gentler and certainly a lot less salesy. So I've put together a PDF that I'm going to include in with the webinar, kind of guiding you through some softer, gentler call to actions. So this is all going to take place tomorrow. Now you might be thinking, hey, Paul, love the idea, but way to give us a lot of notice. I mean, we're less than 24 hours out. I got a thing and it's Christmas week on top of it. Well, not to worry. I'm hoping that you'll sign up anyway. And here's why, because if you do and you can't join us live, I'm going to be sending out the webinar replay to everyone who purchases the webinar. And of course, you're going to be getting all the templates and the subject lines, the call to action, and certainly any little surprise bonuses that I throw into the mix. So if you'd like to learn more and you'd like to reserve your spot, or even if you'd like to simply get the webinar replay, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyouremail, all one word, all lowercase letters, yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyouremail. Hope to see you guys there.